the President's remarks to a group from the Brazilian National War College and the Brazilian Military Institute of Engineering. From the Rose Garden of the White House, August 27th, 1963.
Ambassador, Admiral, General, I want to express a very warm welcome to all of you who've come from Brazil and done us the honor of visiting us. The military school in Brazil enjoys a unique reputation well beyond the boundaries of your country, and we're delighted also to welcome those who are engineers who traditionally in the American military have been the top students at West Point, and whom I'm sure make it possible for all of us in peacetime as well as war to move across the terrain with some ease. It's always a question what a military man does in peacetime. Well, I can tell you what they do in peacetime is maintain the peace. And I think that that, in some ways, or in fact in most ways, is a more valuable function than winning the wars. My own feeling is that the military strength of the United States and the willingness of devoted Americans to serve this country all around the globe has played a major role in maintaining the rather uneasy peace of the last 18 years. And so it's true in your own country in Brazil. It's not always easy to be a soldier or a sailor in peacetime, but I think that you can have the strong sense of personal satisfaction that you're speaking for the national sovereignty of Brazil, that you're defending the traditions and the independence of Brazil, that you make it possible for Brazil to speak in the Council of Nations with force and vigor, and that serving the state, as all of us seek to do, can be done in uniform out of the sound of guns. I'm glad to have you here also because you are the bearers of a very distinguished military tradition. Brazil played an important role in World War II. Its willingness to do so has been remembered here in the United States. We live at peace. In fact, we live in a world which is neither at peace nor at war in many ways. My own feeling that it's vitally important that Brazil and the United States, Brazil is the largest country in Latin America, the United States as a country which carries many responsibilities, that we should move in the closest harmony and the closest partnership. It's easy to divide people, it's easy to divide countries, but I think that when we look at the world around us and what's at issue today, and what we stand for and what you stand for, I think it's important that we work together. And I admire those who seek to strengthen that cooperation. And I think that your coming here today is an evidence of your goodwill towards us. We appreciate it. We wish you a very pleasant visit here, and thank you for coming.